Well, the governor set up the Kentucky Blue Ribbon Commission on Tax Reform back in February. His feeling was that as the economy ultimately gets better, and we're fortunate in Kentucky right now, things seem to be on an uptick, we needed to have a tax code that would be fair. Fairness was a major issue of concern for the governor, to ensure that everyone was paying their fair share, that we had a tax code that would keep Kentucky competitive with the 11 or 12, 13 states that we're generally in competition with for business expansion or business attraction. He wanted a code that would be simple to comply with. He wanted a tax code that would be elastic. Elasticity plays a role in terms of as the economy grows, you want to have additional revenues necessary to provide the services that Kentuckians request. And he wanted to ensure that we were on a trend line that would provide adequate funding, because over the last 4.5 years, we've had to cut over $1.6 billion from our budget, and that has had a negative effect on K through 12 education. It's had a negative effect on community colleges, universities. It's had a negative effect on social services and public protection. So that was the reason back in February, and he put together a group of 16 people plus myself, citizens from all over Kentucky with different backgrounds. Manufacturing business people, one coming out of your community, energy people, healthcare people, small business folks, large business folks, women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, and also among the 16, he added some advocacy folks. And in addition, asked the state Senate and the state House to put 3 members each that would be ex officio, would not ultimately vote on the outcome.
Okay. I know throughout the year you're holding a series, I think, of about 12 public meetings around the state of Kentucky, and next week you're going to have one here on the Northern Kentucky University campus.
In fact, we're holding a public hearing in each of the 6 congressional districts, and we will be coming to Northern Kentucky, to the campus, as you said, on Tuesday, July 24th at the Student Union Ballroom from 6 to 8 o'clock to have folks from the 4th congressional district speak with us.
If those who are listening to our station want to come to this event at NKU, what do they need to do?
Anybody can attend. It's not a dialogue session. It's a listening session for the commission members to hear from the citizens in the area about their concerns and their ideas that would focus on making the tax code more fair, more competitive, more simple to comply with, more elastic, and ultimately generate adequate funds for the needs of the state. They can get online to register to speak by going to my website, ltgovernor.ky.gov. If they do that, they still, when they come in, need to go to the table for sign-ups.
Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson says the Kentucky Tax Reform Commission plans to have its report completed and handed over to the governor around Thanksgiving. After that, Governor Beshear will meet with House and Senate leaders to come up with a version that lawmakers will accept. I'm Steve Hirschberg.